Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:51. We welcome in the Democrat Senate leader, Bob Duff from Norwalk. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yesterday, you came out with a statement about the release of updated school immunization data. The request to block the release was denied. Bob, why do you think this is important?
I think it's really important because what we're seeing is we're seeing fewer and fewer non-medical exemptions taken. More non-medical exemptions taken. And so, you know, we need to eliminate those, and we need to get kids vaccinated because we see constantly more and more schools are at risk now, and I think children are at risk for measles and other types of diseases that are out there because parents are confused. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a vocal minority that is, you know, saying that children should not receive their vaccinations,
right.
And I think it puts everybody at risk.
Can you explain to me, because you sat in on these hearings, and I'm sure you got lots of one way or the other input.
Yep.
What's the religious exemption? I mean, what are some of the reasons that are given? I'm just curious.
I haven't really found anybody yet who says my religion says that I cannot have this vaccination. I find that people use that because it's the easiest way to get around is the current law, which is to vaccinate their children. So you're seeing people use that with their children so that they don't, because they feel like they can't get a medical exemption or because they don't believe in vaccinations. And the problem is that those vaccinations, it's not just a personal decision about what you think is
public
best
health
for you. It's a whole public health issue, and it impacts everybody. And, you know, as I tell people, think about a classroom of 28, 29 kids, maybe 22, 23 kids, whatever it is. But we would never put adults in that kind of a room all day, every day, for 180 days, you know, pack them in there like that. We do that with kids in classrooms. And the kids, you know, kids come home with sniffles and sneezes, things like that. And they're just all around each other. And they're in a very tight tight space. And, you know, and then you get people who say, oh, well, measles is really no big deal. You get it, have it for a couple of days, and it's no big deal. That is complete nonsense. And frankly, you know, there's nobody in the medical community who says that people should not get their vaccinations. Now, maybe there are some who may have some medical exemptions, and that's okay. And that's something between them and their doctors. But to use a religious exemption to not be vaccinated like people should be, so we have the herd immunity, puts everybody at risk.
Now that this information is going to be out there, what do you want to see done with it?
Well, I want to see that we remove non-medical exemptions from our law, and we need to ensure that people are vaccinated, that they're safe, that we keep our community safe. We're seeing now measles outbreaks, and we're seeing it across the country. We're seeing where polio could come back. You know, people haven't seen these kinds of diseases for decade upon decade upon decade because people have been vaccinated. And they were vaccinated because they knew it was the right thing to do. But now we have conspiracies out there. We have people who are showing that putting stuff on social media that is scaring parents. And so a lot of people are confused about it. And we need to make a statement, I think, in the legislature, in our state government, to say kids need to be vaccinated if they're going to go to school, and they need to keep everybody healthy. This is more than just a personal decision. This is a decision that affects our entire community.
Yesterday, you made the trek to Sprague in support of your colleague, Kathy Austin. I mean, there's really, to be honest with you, there's nothing can be said about these Facebook threats or what some people from your party said about Aaron Stewart. I mean, the political world now, I don't know how you stay in it.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
I will tell you this, that, you know, for Senator Austin, and those are some of the most egregious things I've seen.
Yeah, places. Yeah.
I'll shoot her or I'll drag her out of her car.
Right.
Like that. I mean, nobody deserves that. But we all face those things these days. I mean, I said to my wife last night, I'm like, look at some of the comments on my Facebook page today, just on various things and
really?
Other social media platforms. I mean, it's just, somebody actually even wrote to me and said, I'm so sorry all these people are so rude to you all day.
Yeah.
And you know, it's part of the job, I guess, but we've all had threats. We've all had threats of violence against us. We've all had these types of, rude comments or people who just have nothing better to do than to troll you all day.
Yeah.
And so what my fear is, part of public life is being criticized, and that's okay. We all get criticized. But I always tell people, attack and criticize the policy. Don't attack
Thank
the
you.
Person.
Thank right? you.
You know, attack the policy. And I tell that to school kids when I go see them all the time. Like, you don't argue with your friends. Attack the decision, not the person. And so we've got to really change, what we're doing and how we're doing this, because it's going to impact whether or not people want to get involved in government.
Right.
And that's bad if people decide they don't want to do it. And especially, I spoke to a number of women yesterday who said, it's hard enough for women to think about running for office because they doubt themselves, they
don't think
they're good
wait.
Enough. And then something like this where it's like, well, I'm putting myself at risk right. here. Why would I possibly do that? We had a state rep in Vermont who was so threatened and, physically being threatened that she resigned. I talked to the head of the National Conference of State Legislators about it yesterday. And we just cannot continue to go down this road. And you know what? It's a lot of this starts from the top and from in the what we hear on cable news and things like that. I'm not saying it's only one side, but we've got to change the conversation here into, public service, I believe, is an honorable profession and is one that is a good and decent profession. So there's going to be a few bad apples like there are in any profession.
Right. My guess is if the people who posted knew Kathy and how tough she was, they wouldn't put a finger to the keyboard.
She'd break your
arm.
Well,
they forget the fact that she's a veteran.
Yeah.
She's a former corrections officer, and she is tough, but... You know what? That nobody deserves that.
No.
Nobody needs that, and it's totally over the line.
Senator, how bad was the damage to the yard still there that triggered
I have
this
no
guy?
Idea. I didn't go investigate.
Oh, you didn't go.
But, I don't. Who knows if,
I know.
Sometimes people
I know.
Do things that's dark out these days, lighter is dark out earlier.
Do anything you want.
Who knows? I mean,
yeah.
I don't think she did. But if she did, I'm sure she would apologize for it.
Of course, obviously.
But even if you did it, that doesn't rise up to the level of I'm going to shoot her.
I'm going to kill you when I get a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you guys want to take a look at the vaccination rates, Christine Stewart at CT News Junkie has it town by town, so you can see what they are. Lowest I can find is in Hartford at 65%.
There's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple in Hartford. There's a couple in Norwalk that are lower than they should be. A couple in Darien that are lower than they should be. This is very alarming, and the problem is it's not just a snapshot, which this report is, but if you look at the trends over time, it's going in the wrong direction.
All right.
And that's the problem. That's why we have to take action. And that's why I personally think this is a public health emergency right now.
Okay.
Almost, at the same level as vaping
right.
and those kinds of
okay.
things.
Right.
Got
Senator,
to deal with this.
Senator, we got to run. Bob, thanks
okay.
for the time.
Thanks
we appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, I still want to understand the privacy concerns. That's what I don't get.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.